Back here on Darren Donick and Chase on this gorgeous Wednesday. We are live here at First Horizon Park, the home of the Nashville Sounds. They've got their final homestand here this week. They've got some great specials. $2 12-ounce Pepsi fountain sodas, $2 hot dogs. They've got great beer specials, $5 and $6 canned and draft beer specials through this homestand, $3 mini golf this weekend. The $2 hot dogs, by the way, are the weekend. But right now, as we overlook the skyline of downtown Nashville, guys, beautiful day. All the rain we've had.
Thank goodness.
Sun is out.
Hey, what do we have, five straight days of rain?
The tarp is off the field. They're dragging the infield right now. It looks great. Kind of like Derrick Henry over the weekend and Sunday in Seattle. He looked great. Right? What a game for Keen Henry. And, you know, we're not that far away from Zanies.
We're not.
And we had a great conversation with Michael Rappaport on our show last week. Actor, comedian, he's coming to town starting tomorrow night. Tomorrow night at Zanies, Friday night two shows at Zanies, Saturday night two shows at Zanies. And he needed, guys, he put the plea on our show, he needed Derrick Henry to have a big day against Seattle for his fantasy football team. And you know what? We can respect that. We play fantasy football leagues, plural. We understand needing a big day from Keen Henry, and he delivered. And he told us, if he delivers, he's going to come. He said, I'll call back in.
He said, if he goes for 150, I'm calling back in.
Well, he didn't go for 150. He went for 182.
Yes, he did.
Michael, how does that feel?
It felt fantastic to me, and I only have him in fantasy, so I'm sure the people of Tennessee, all the Titans fans really appreciated it because, you know, you start to hear, can bruising backs like Derek the Truck Henry, can he sustain what he's done in the past? I picked him first in my fantasy football league, and week one was week two was high-powered and running over people consecutively. I like when he runs over somebody and then runs over him again in the same game. That's what gets me excited. And he put up great numbers, and I'm expecting him. I know that the Colts have given the Titans problems in the past. I'm expecting that high power offense to continue to roll. I might attend the game if I'm feeling good. I've been dealing with some throat issues. I don't want to blow my throat out before my Sunday night show, but I might attend that game and be on the sidelines like a lunatic, like a crazy person. From New York, and people will not understand why I'm so emotionally involved with the game, but it's all about the truck and Julio down by the schoolyard. So I can't wait for the game. I can't wait to hit the town tomorrow. Like I said, last time I was talking to you guys, it's my first time in Nashville. I got a bunch of places I'm going to try out to eat, and then I can't wait to kick butt all weekend at Jamie's.
I think we've done you a favor. I think we have sent Mother Nature packing for your visit, because she's been dumping a lot of rain on us the last 4 days, and I think it's all gone. I think you're going to get great weather. It's like 70 degrees today. The sun is out, and I think we're going to be good the rest of the week and through the weekend. No matter what your plans are, I think you're good. So do this for us, Michael. Set up the scene for us on Sunday as you watched, as you just said, Keen Henry just truck Seattle's defense. What were you doing? Were you with a bunch of people? You're at a sports bar? You're at home? Are you screaming? Are you going crazy? Kind of take us through that late Sunday afternoon game.
Sunday red ticket, alone. My wife left the room because, you know, in the beginning I was like, all right, what are we doing here? And then the truck went downhill and it was just nonstop from there. I will say that I never fully got nude. I have been known to get totally nude during a fantasy football game. I'm not aware of when that happens or why it happens, but when it's going my way, I tend to take clothes off. And like I said, I was just happy to see him, rolling. And people start to say that, you know, will he be able to sustain it? And you know, I watch the workout videos. He inspires me, and I was going nuts. I was going nuts, and by you know, what did he have? Did he have three touchdowns?
Three touchdowns.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. By the second touchdown, I knew he was back, and that it was going to be a game. So the third touchdown, I didn't even say anything. Like, I just it was like an inner jubilation, like a, just like an inner quiet and inner peace at that point. But it was also loud. Like internally it was loud, but it was peaceful. It's a weird mix of fantasy football kookiness and craziness.
On this show, we can appreciate stripping down with excitement because last June, Michael, Chase, who is one of the three members of this show, who's not very good at golf. We'll just leave it at that. He's not very good at all. And we were on a golf course last June in Gatlinburg. And beautiful course, Gatlinburg Country Club. And I basically stay back on the green to cheat. Because when he trucks it, to use your phrase, when he trucks it, you know, blows over the green and goes to the other side. Basically, I'm trying to stop it. So we're not spending all day on the golf course. And we're with a group, okay?
Right.
And I'm just so used to doing that with his short game. And he holed one out from about, I don't know, 30 yards. I mean, holed it out. And we went nuts. And we're drinking. And we went nuts. And the next thing I know, I realize that I'm not seeing things, that I haven't had too much. He's running around the fairway, slinging his shirt over. He's got his shirt off.
Yeah.
He's half naked. And he's no just problem. Going crazy. So we can appreciate that on the show.
I mean, in sports, in fantasy sports, in being a sports fan, are you really emotionally involved if you wind up with all your clothes on at the end of a game? I mean, honestly, if you have all of your clothes on, are you really, really investing your heart and soul? I say no. I say no.
All right, so, Michael, I want to know when this dates back to, because I know you're a New York sports fan. Last time you were on, you were talking about the great Giants teams of the 80s, Bill Parcells, LT, Phil McConkie, Lionel Manuel, those guys. When did it start? Was there a particular Giants game or a Knick game where this happened and you discovered that this is the way to go?
I remember it clear as day. I don't know the date, but I remember, I believe it was 1989 when the Giants knocked Joe Montana out of the game, and the great John Madden from the sideline said the injury report, Joe Montana said, everything hurts. I got nude. I got nude at that because he was so good and so quick. He had such a quick release, that Joe Montana. When we finally got him, it was the nose guard.
Jim Burke.
Jim Burke. When Jim Burke hit him, I took all my clothes off. And I am so impressed, and I appreciate so much that he and listen, I didn't want to hurt him, but I wanted him out of the game because he was killing us with that quick release. So that's the first time I remember fully disrobing into underwear in a public forum.
A public forum. Oh, that's even better,
that's
right there.
Even better. Even better.
Weren't those? Was that not a great rivalry in the 80s? The Bill Parcells Giants, the Joe Montana Bill Walsh 49ers. Two completely different kinds of teams, but man, they had some great battles over the years.
They were great. Two great coaches. You know, smash mouth football. It was a great time. I mean, you know, football has changed so much. I think it's changed for the better. You know, obviously you can complain about this, complain about that, but things have to grow. You know, sports, the evolution of man, it has to grow. You know, obviously, you know, the hitting was different then, but when we see the damage that it causes for the players, I could live without, you know, guys getting knocked out of the game. As fun as it was rooting for, we were none of us were aware of the ramifications of it. You know, it was a great time watching those games. And, you know, you're younger, so you're crazier, and you know, there wasn't tweeting, there wasn't there wasn't multi channels. You couldn't stream. It was like you had to go home, watch the game. You invested your time, and it was truly like the ABC Wireball, the sports mantra. It was the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat, and it was a different time. It was a great time, but you know, Sunday's going to be great, and like I said, I hope I hope King Henry continues to dominate, and that offense you know, puts up a lot of points, and you send the Indianapolis Colts back home in misery.
Do the Titans know you've got Derrick Henry on your team? Does Derrick Henry know that that you've got him on your fantasy team? Are they aware of the situation?
I am not sure, but I have met players that were on my fantasy football team, and like I met Big Mike Evans a few years ago for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers,
yep.
And I told him, and he seemed extremely proud to know that he was part of Rappaport's delight.
All right.
If there's any way I could get a message to Derrick Henry and let him know that not only is he on my team, I consider him a family member. He doesn't know that. But for what he's done the past 2 years on my fantasy football things, like I look at him like family. Like if I'm in a blizzard, a snowstorm, and I see Derrick Henry on the side of the road with a flat tire, I don't care what's going on. I don't care where I need to be. Rest assured, Michael Rappaport will pull over, and I will either give you a ride or I will get you. You're not fixing the tire on your own, Derrick Henry. You could sit in the car and stay warm. I'm going to fix that tire by myself. That's how much I adore this man. Julio Jones also. Julio Jones, there's an infamous clip of me stripping down, he was still with the Falcons. This is maybe 3 or 4 seasons ago, going absolutely crazy. So when people, when players that are on my team do that, I never forget. I don't care where they go, what team. Like, I'll never root against Julio Jones. I don't care if I'm playing against him. Like, that's a family member to me.
We got to get you to practice.
Like, I know.
We need to get you over to practice because while you're
in town. Because I do think that's a great dilemma. When you meet a player that's on your fantasy team, do you say something? Or do you just kind of feel like 100%. A dork when you say, hey, you're on
my
fantasy
team? Well, you know us. We've had no shame in telling players, right. Hey, you're on our fantasy team. We need you to do well.
Michael is making us feel more comfortable with this.
100%. Now, I don't know the prowess of your fantasy football teams, but like I said, when I told Big Mike Evans he was on my fantasy football team, he lit up. Like, I didn't know if he was more happy playing for the Buccaneers or Rappaport's Delight, a.k.a. A History of Violence. I'm just saying.
I'm going to say up until the Super Bowl was probably your team, but now that they've won the Super Bowl, probably the Bucks. Just
understandable.
Saying.
That's understandable.
Michael, good stuff. You're a man of your word. Thank you for calling in. We got to get word to the Titans.
Michael, the Titans have been made aware.
Okay.
We have
let them know what's going on, and I think you got to get in front of Derrick Henry.
I will wear full paraphernalia, the full uniform. You give me a helmet, I'll put that on too, a mouth guard, I'll do that all too. Like I said, I'm coming down there tomorrow. I can't wait to perform at Zanies, and I appreciate you guys having me on, talk some sports.
We'll let you know where this goes. Thank you, Michael. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Michael Rappaport, tomorrow night at Zanies, two shows on Friday night, two shows on Saturday night. Did he work in a Sunday? Did he say
Sunday show? Night, but is that Nashville or somewhere else?
It might be somewhere else.
He's talking about going to the game on Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
He wants to be there.
He may bag the Sunday show wherever the Sunday show is. So we need to let the Titans know.
I've let them know.
Okay.
Okay. So Friday out there at practice. Like, he needs to be out there.
That's what I'm working on.
Yeah, he needs to be out there for Friday's practice.
Darren, I know you stepped away briefly when we had him on the other day. I was going to get you because you and I
were
closer in age.
Well, I was stripping down for the interview.
You were stripping down?
Yeah.
You had to do that. Chase is probably I gave him two movie recommendations, my two favorite Michael Rappaport movies that he's
in.
Which,
by the way, does he not play like the same character,
he's
right?
He's kind of he's got the same elements.
Yeah.
Even though some of the movies he's like from Boston, some of he's from L.A., but he's always him, right? But he's hilarious every time. But have you seen True Romance?
Are you kidding?
I mean, that's one of the greatest.
Of course.
That is, I think, a little bit underrated in the grand scheme of things. Christian Slater.
Absolutely.
Gary Oldman. Michael Rappaport. Brad Pitt, who is Michael Rappaport's roommate it is hysterical. And it's a crazy action movie. Dennis Hopper. It is a big time movie. It's like a '90s movie. I don't know if it's gets a lot of hype these days, but to me, that's a big time rewatchable. And then
we're in trouble if you check your text message that we have heard from somebody that's mad that we didn't let him know that Michael was going to be on.
Oh. Oh yeah, I didn't see that. I was looking at my
Beautiful Girls, and our friend mentions the other movie I was going to say, Beautiful Girls, an outstanding.
Yeah.
Movie. And this this person who texted us is a New York through and through.
He
and
is.
That is. That movie is set in New England. That's how good that movie is, that this person appreciates
if
how great that
movie
is. If
we can line up for him to be at practice on Friday, do you think this person that has texted us would drive him over there to practice?
Well, you know what?
Would
we didn't even tap into
personal,
maybe a hockey interest
the
there.
Personal yeah. escort over to
why,
the practice.
Why not just do the full tour of
well,
you know, Nashville sports?
Sure.
Michael, I think, would be up for it.
Well, we know this text. They yes. can take care of that part.
They
for
can.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
they'd,
yeah.
They'd be able to pull that one off.
That one is done.
That'd be easy.
If Michael has interest in that, that's done. But can he do the double dip in Friday's
I feel like,
schedule?
I
think
well,
he can.
The first thing Michael asked us last week was tell me where to go on
yeah.
restaurants
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah.
So I think he's I think got some open mind. He wants to dive in and get a feel for the sports scene. He's never been to Nashville before.
Honestly, I think that would probably okay. be a nice little thing after practice Friday.
Yeah.
Right? To have somebody like that out there.
Well, the ask is in.
Okay.
So
okay. That would be cool. I don't know how Vrabel, I don't know how he feels about that. I don't know. Guess it
I don't know.
I'm not going to mood his ear.
I don't know.
Well, it doesn't matter. What he wants to meet Derek. So.
Well, I understand, but yeah. he may not want a distraction out there. I don't know.
Yeah. We'll see.
You know how coaches are, you know.
Yeah.
Well, Vrabel's got a little Bill Parcells, We're Bill Belichick. There's a connection to the Giants there.
Yeah, but he's got the Boston theme going, not New York.
Who does?
Vrabes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it still goes back to Belichick, Parcells, Giants. I think there's a connection there. I think the circles, it's like Greg, our guest from India, he says, do you call it a Venn diagram when you put the two circles and there's an intersection?
I don't know. You look
I
like
think
De-
that's
you
right.
look like Dennis Rodman from The Last Dance right now, like, you know, pointing everywhere.
I look like Dennis Rodman. That's a stretch. That's a little bit of a stretch.
Things
but
I never
I appreciate
said
Dennis
directed
talking.
At Willie.
Yeah. I appreciate Dennis talking with his hands.
You
the
look
intersecting
like Dennis
circles.
Rodman.
There's an intersection of Mike Vrabel and Michael Rapaport with
the 80s
Giants. Yeah.
There is. But Vrabel is, with each year that passed, Vrabel is becoming more of, we're on to Cincinnati. Like he's
there will be a safety there.
Yeah,
there will be
that
a,
was
someone
actually,
playing tackle.
We'll have somebody back.
But
there.
He did admit that Taylor Lewan is expected to practice. I did not expect to hear
that.
No,
that's not what he
that's
said.
That's not what he
that
said.
That is not what he said. He said
he'll be out there.
He said, "Yeah, thank you, Bill." He said he'll be out there today. That's what he said, and he has said that before.
And then the
he said, "Yeah, practice. You'll probably see him out there." Like he said that with Adoree Jackson, you'll probably see him out there, and he was standing there in shorts.
No, I don't know. No, we had this debate before. Adoree Jackson did practice on that one day. That we have
not
that.
When he has used that line before.
It's
is what
a,
Chase
it's
is
a
saying.
Vague thing. I took him. I'm going to take him his word. I think Taylor Lewan is going to practice.
But he did not say he'll be.
He said he'll be out there.
He'll be. He said
he's going to practice.
You'll probably see him out here today. That's what he said.
Yeah, I think that at least means limited participation, which is a good sign.
I kind of feel like his deal was exactly like Wentz. Like I'm like I don't see. You see him playing? I don't.
Oh, I don't know. But I was encouraged by today even having him out there.
If he's in shorts and a hat?
If he does limited stuff, I think that's a good thing.
What if he's just an observer?
I picked up on Monday that I thought that there was some optimism that it wasn't catastrophic. When you saw that clip before the game, my first reaction was, oh, man, he has done something to re-aggravate something
first
in
there.
First of
all, are you positive it's the ACL knee? Are you positive?
That is the knee he grabbed, according to the report from CBS.
Was the same knee?
That's what they said on the broadcast.
Did they?
Yeah. Right knee?
Yeah.
That's the knee he grabbed.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I'm just going by what they said on the report. Now, it's all speculative, right? None of us, they haven't told anybody anything. I'm just going by what they saw. I was worried.
By the way, when we come back, we're going to talk about this more. We also have clarification. We had a ton of responses on our text line. We had a ton of tweets. The clarification of the BetMGM 16 team parlay. We got, and it's all consistent. So we feel like we've got enough sources. We can say that is the story.
We've sourced this out.
We have sourced it out. All right, we'll come back. We'll wrap up hour number two of the DDC next.